superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
People don't understand how hard it is to be a productive running back.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
When your quarterback is not respected in the league.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Why do you think the Chiefs would be interested in Bell, Marshall Faulk?
You can't have enough weapons.
Today's guest, Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre. Former NFL linebacker Sam Acho. 17-year NBA veteran and NBA champion Richard Jefferson. San Francisco Giants broadcaster John Miller. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I am your humble host, and I'm wearing purple. I'm just throwing that out there for those who might be listening.
Thank you for buttoning that second button today. Appreciate that.
Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo, good to see you all buttoned up. You're literally all the way. You go top button.
I go top button.
Well, it's because you've got. That's because you got a sweater underneath there. Because if even one button shows a little bit more of a hint. That's not the way I was planning on starting the program.
Sorry. I just derailed your opening.
No, I wasn't even planning on starting. No, it's okay. I derailed my own opening because I just like I pop on camera here, and I'm like, wow, I am. That's a lot of purple. That's a lot of purple, but I feel
stylish. Thought it was mauve.
And then there's mauve.
Yeah.
I think you could see every episode of Mauve right here on Peacock.
I think you're right.
Shout out to Grimace.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. How are you, man?
Oh,
good
I'm
to see
chilling,
you.
Rich. How you
good
doing?
Good to see you. Good to see TJ Jefferson.
Happy to be here.
We're here on a Friday.
Hey.
And the drama in the NFL is like, who's popped for COVID? Is it real? Is it not? The Colts pop for COVID, and then they don't. So thankfully, it seems that the positives that we heard for the Colts are false positives, and the Falcons are back up, and it looks like Week 6 is going to go on as scheduled, and knock on wood if you're with me. So it's good. No Thursday Night Football last night.
It was a little weird.
Isn't that amazing?
Kind of weird not
Isn't
having a game.
Isn't that amazing
but,
how habits form?
Well, it's been, a decade now?
More than that.
NFL Thursday Night. So.
Our first Thursday Night. Well, the first Thursday Night package that NFL Network relaunched, because as you know, it used to be the Nitro game. Remember that?
Yeah.
TNT and on Thursday Night Football. But now, 2006, we relaunched it on NFL Network, but it wasn't until Thanksgiving night. It was the final run-up to the playoffs concept. And then it happened every single week. And now it's every single week. It used to be on CBS. Our friends at NBC had some run with it. And then now it's on Fox. And the number of times it's like, why are we doing this? This is just, these games aren't nearly as good. And when it starts 6-3 on Thursday night, it's because Thursday night sucks. But when it's on Monday or Sunday night, it's an outlier. These two teams are just, it's good defense.
Right.
What's good defense on Sunday and Monday night is just terrible football on Thursday night. But now, hey, we kind of missed it. That void in our lives. There's no Week 6 football
kinda
Thursday night.
Kind of missed it.
We're watching Arch Manning dominate.
I did watch that.
Right?
Actually.
Arkansas State was lighting it up.
Yep.
These are Arch Manning. He's kind of like he was like in the LeBron spot last night, which is like, let's show you somebody who's already quite famous at the high school level.
I know,
and let's go.
LeBron's games were his senior year of high school.
That's true. He's a sophomore.
He's a sophomore, and the high school is sponsored by Jordan Brand. Like,
The road to stardom is already paved with gold.
Isidore Newman, right? I asked Don Bowie, our New Orleans rep back there. Yep. That's where Peyton,
Peyton and Eli.
It's the Mannings.
Yeah. At one point, they showed the record board for the high school for single season records and all-time records.
Right.
Eli still has the all-time passing yard record.
So I guess we should talk about stuff that we're used to, which is playoff baseball being so intense. And kudos to Major League Baseball pulling this one off. It's a little weird that it's an everyday situation, that there's no off days. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird there. Obviously, having small amounts of fans, that's weird there. What else isn't weird? Chris Brockman slagging on Clayton Kershaw on Twitter because he's not coming through in the playoffs. That's
not
weird.
I didn't do that yesterday.
I thought I saw something that you did do that.
No, I'm
not. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the rest of Twitter. My bad.
Yeah. I'm pro Braves on Twitter.
Because you have
happy
house.
Here we are once again in October wondering what's going on with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here we are again. Thought that 11th spot was supposed to fix everything. Thought that that they were on the right track. Oh, my word. Another Dodger season appears to be going down the drain or the way that nobody thought could go again. Clayton Kershaw was being outpitched last night. But it still was a tight game in the sixth inning. Still was a tight game. But we're on the air today talking about the dynamic performance of a linebacker. I'm learning about our friend Bryce with an S, Wilson, 22-year-old making his eighth career start last night, who was just an absolute horse on the mound.
I mean, this dude could play.
He gave up a solo shot to Edwin Rios, of all people, and that was pretty much all she wrote. And then of all people to beat you, look, Ozuna had a good night. He had the lone home run to keep it a 1-1 game. But come on, Freddie Freeman, how do you let him beat you? But he came up with the big knock, and then the floodgates
opened up, man.
Crooked number in the sixth inning, and
yeah,
that was
a double.
It was over.
Yeah.
As soon as they pushed like their third run across, it's like uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then then they put up the five spot. That was pretty much it. They ran through. They chased Kershaw and Gratterall in the same inning. They go through three pitchers in one inning. That was it. And I'll say this. And I know that we're learning about the Braves here. And I know that you love them. And I know that Sarah loves them. The whole Tiana Brockman household loves them. I get it. And much of the South loves them.
Yep.
And Marshall Faulk, who was on the show yesterday, he loves them because people of a certain age growing up in the South, Deep South, Gulf South, also, I would also say, stretching to the Sun Belt as well, through the old TBS Superstation where
man.
Braves were kind of America's team because kids who are watching on Peacock Streamer, that there used to be a local television station that built out a superstation kind of regional cable concept. Braves baseball used to be all over the place.
Everywhere.
I know there's a ton of Braves fans.
Yeah.
So I will say this to those long-suffering fans. I'm enjoying watching your run. And what the Braves are doing is excellent. And there's the tomahawk chop still, which is, we know, in 2020, a little dicey in this day and age.
A little sketchy.
But what they've got going is great. And they also have going what teams who go on monster runs have as well, which is this little thing that's great for, you know, the fan base, the whole mix it up
mix
stuff,
it up.
Hashtag mix it up, that when they make a big hit, they look at their dugout and they make this movement and it's really fun for them. Everybody else hates it. Don't like it. Don't like it. Don't, it's annoying. You know, you got to act like you've been there before, even though you haven't been there before. The whole mix it up thing, great for you. annoying for everyone else. Yeah. And I say that in the same way that the Yankees, when they got on base last year, they did that whole motion of banging the banging the bat on the dugout the roof dugout. Because that's what Brett Gardner was doing. And right. I get it. Everybody's got it.
Yeah, but stop him from doing it.
Stop him from doing it.
Stop him.
Don't like the mix it up stuff.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Do you even know where it came from? Do you know the origin of it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. Probably Ronald Acuna just made it up.
Maybe. And here we go.
He's crazy, but it's a fun team to watch, man.
And the Astros cannot be put to bed.
America's team.
Houston Astros cannot be put to bed. They can't be, if you will, thrown out of the playoffs. As a matter of fact, they keep recycling dramatic victories. Two of them together. You know, they keep on banging, they keep on.
They keep on.
Let's put it this way: they keep on opening up in a can on the Rays.
Now I know nobody wants to see Braves Rays, but
when you say nobody, you mean everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, outside of their two fan bases.
Saratiano,
Dick Vitale, Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy, right? Who else?
Dale Murphy.
Hank Aaron, probably.
Hank Aaron, probably. All those Rays greats.
Chipper Jones.
Hold on a minute. Wade Boggs.
Fred McGriff.
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Didn't he go in as a Ray? Because they paid him?
He hit his 3,000th home run as a 300.
Did the hit?
Yeah,
3,000th
hit as a
Ray.
But Astros Braves, now we have a clear villain and a clear underdog to root for.
Well, I think the Rays are a clear underdog, too. I mean, who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
But no one has a strong, passionate feeling about the Rays. I'm saying
Dick Vitale does.
Everyone hates the Astros except me. And so it's like, you know, it'd be fun to watch that World Series.
Dude. Astros Dodgers would be the World Series. That's the World Series.
Well, that ain't happening.
I don't know, man. See if the Dodgers can pull one out.
I would say that's all.
But Carlos Correa walks it off, and George Springer keeps homering in October. Here we go. All right. So that's your baseball.
Fun.
Week 6 would have started last night. Week 6 begins in bulk on Sunday with 2 games on Monday.
Love it.
There are on Sunday only 2 late window games, just 2. Everything is an early start.
I don't like that.
Except for 2 late window games, 2 of them. And man oh man, I cannot wait for Jets Dolphins. Joe Flacco minus. Let's see how the Jets react to Le'Veon Bell's release. Oh, wait a minute. I'm being told Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady's being played at the same time.
But like, why can't we throw Lions, Jags, and Bears, Panthers in the late window? Like, what harm does that do?
I don't know the politics of it, the television of it.
America's game of the week, baby.
Why do we need 9 early window games?
See, are you saying America is
America,
or the same number of people that are interested in Braves Rays or be interested in Dolphins Jets? Is that what you're intimating right there on CBS? Jets Dolphins, here we go. And then I wonder what Brady and Rodgers looks like.
Yeah.
Wonder what that one's looking like.
And if you're watching Jets Dolphins, you are chasing.
My brother
hard.
Will be watching Jets Dolphins because my brother watches Jets football every. Honestly, I love my brother Jeff Eisen. He knows it. I love him.
Smartest guy I know.
He is a great human to the point where he walks in the room. He is the smartest guy in the room, and it's not incumbent upon him to make anybody feel that way. He is that smart. And he works his ass off.
Smell a butt.
He's constantly working. Constantly. And he creates a 3-hour window so nobody bothers him to watch the Jets. What a moron. What a dope. To use the phrase that paid from around here a couple weeks ago when I thought the Jets had a shot at beating the Broncos. So, Le'Veon Bell, I mean, all the Steelers fans that enjoyed the karma that he was apparently suffering by being a Jet. He likes a couple tweets slagging on his coach, and they're like, well, look, it's just not working out here, Le'Veon, and we're it's to the point where we can't even keep you around here anymore. So we'll show you what it's like. Our culture in this building cannot withstand your presence. You must leave. And we'll show you, Lev, by allowing you to sign with the defending Super Bowl champs. We'll show you. Le'Veon Bell, you learn your lesson. All the Steeler fans out there saying, Lev this, Lev that. He sat out 2018. He left us. Tomlin and Big Ben and the Steelers organization, not good enough for him. No, he had to go sit out and sign with the Jets. That'll learn you, Lev. Oh, wait a minute. He's with an offense that is helmed by the most dynamic young quarterback in the league, and maybe one that best we've seen in forever and a day, defending Super Bowl champs, dialing up an offense from Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, weapons galore, an offensive line that is terrific. Now he will do his body surf run style, looking for the hole there, or here's Tyreek Hill coming from one spot over there, and then Sammy Watkins lining up here, and Travis Kelce staring you down, and Mahomes going to audible, and this, that, what's happening? Oh, here comes Le'Veon Bell at us. That'll learn you. And hey, everybody, just one more time for emphasis. The Jets have a culture that will not allow him to be around. So he needs to go home and learn the ways of the Jets culture by allowing him to have a choice to sign with the defending Super Bowl champs. Holy crap. Oh, wait a minute. So Le'Veon Bell, we'll see. Maybe he'll be able to glean enough of this offense, get directly in to a playbook that is absolutely the envy of the rest of the league, copycat league. Maybe he can get into it in time for the Monday nighter against the team, or Monday afternooner against the team that he spurned, one of them, the Bills. Maybe not. Maybe he'll get a cup of coffee. He'll dress. He'll get a few runs. He'll be able to get things going. Oh, pardon me. I'm being told that he has to test negative for 5 days, I guess, in order to show up, unless you go from one team to another. Let's just put it this way. He may or may not be able to play Monday. Okay?
He won't be playing Monday.
He will not be playing.
No, either. He's hoping to be cleared by next Wednesday to practice.
Ah.
And in case you're wondering,
okay.
The Chiefs play the Jets in week 7.
That was where I was going, Chris.
Yeah.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Who better to uncork Lev and Red against than the Jets? Yeah. Great stuff, Jets. Great, just a great, absolute. I mean, they thought it through. Just could not keep him there. Could not. Would not. Should not.
In a box with the Fox.
Oh, my God. And it came down apparently between the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
Yeah. So. Dolphins were pushing hard. The report was they're throwing money around at Le'Veon.
Well, I mean, making it rain.
Down in South Florida.
And he had to think about it because, as you know, he's got a spot there.
I'm sure he did.
But as Marshall Faulk pointed out here, nothing beats being in a huddle with a quarterback that you know the rest of the league fears, with weaponry all over the place outside of your position. New York Jets coming up. The Buffalo Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins are all next for them. This has been reconfigured because of everything going on COVID. So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Who can we talk to about Aaron Rodgers and going against Brady? And all-time greats figuring out how to raise their game against an all-time great. Why not Brett Favre? Oh, that's right. He's calling us in 2 minutes. Favre's first up. Sam Acho will be next. He's an interesting young man. 7-plus years in the National Football League out of University of Texas, a Longhorn. 9-year NFL veteran and the author of Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World of Fakes. Richard Jefferson will join us and the great storyteller of baseball, John Miller, to talk about the LCSs and, of course, the passing of his friend, Joe Morgan. That's how we're running here on a Friday.
Visa knows that local businesses are the heartbeat of our communities. Whether they're our corner stores, our coffee spots, or our favorite shops, local businesses have always been there for us. They remember our orders. They call us by name. Always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile to support us and our community. And right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So now it's time for us to return the favor. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at a local business. And look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop really does matter. Visa, everywhere you want to be. The official partner of the NFL.
We're back here on Peacock. Favre is going to be calling us shortly. And then Sam Acho. And then Richard Jefferson will be on the program. And that's going to be fun because you know where I stand on Giannis. Love him. You know I stand and love him. He's great.
But
he's terrific. But I wouldn't break up the Heat for him.
But you wouldn't trade Tyler Hero for him.
I would not trade Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo and take everything that's going right there and say, okay, let's blow it up and bring Giannis here.
Sham said they're going to make a run, though.
I wouldn't do it. What does Pat Riley know about building teams and super teams? What does he know? I wouldn't do it.
I feel like
I wouldn't do it.
And
I'm going to die on this hill. And then, as you know, Richard Jefferson called him a Pippin, which is, you know, a compliment if you want to call someone a top 50 NBA player of all time.
Right.
But if you want to call him a number one person that can carry the load all by himself as opposed to a supporting member of the greatest player of all time, it's not exactly the compliment. That's going to be fun, hour three.
Yeah.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I'm interested. I can't wait to talk to John Miller, the longtime voice of the San Francisco Giants, as well as the Baltimore Orioles back in the day, and the voice of Sunday Night Baseball when it was at its zenith on ESPN, along with Joe Morgan. And when Joe Morgan passed, we reached out to him to say, would you like to come on the program? And it took a couple days, but John is going to be joining us at the very end of this program. And as I told, you know, you guys, nobody's a greater storyteller than John Miller. Honestly, nobody could spin a yarn. Nobody's got a better voice. Nobody's got a better grasp of his voice and a way to tell a story. And then to put a Hall of Fame player next to him in Joe Morgan, it was one of the best broadcast teams that ESPN's pretty much put together. So I can't wait to have that conversation. So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. That'll be later on today. Richard Jefferson, Sam Acho, and Favre will be calling us in a minute. Do we have a poll question over there, Chris Brockman, or no?
I have two options.
Okay.
You guys can decide what you like.
Okay, very good.
Best chance of an upset this weekend. Who's got the best chance of an upset this weekend? Dodgers, Eagles, Browns, or Georgia over Alabama?
Now, when you're saying Dodgers, that means winning three in a row.
That means win the series, yeah.
Okay.
Eagles, they're a pretty big underdog to the Ravens. Browns, underdogs on the road to in Pittsburgh. And Georgia is an underdog to Alabama.
Okay.
And
Nick Saban is saying he's feeling great now and he's thinking of coaching, which is like, I don't understand that one.
Against the rules. But it's Tim Robbins' 62nd birthday today.
Okay.
What's the best Tim Robbins movie? You know, we've had him on earlier this spring. And then he was just on Kyle Brandt's pod this week.
Okay.
Shawshank, Bull Durham, The Player, Mystic River. Maybe you haven't seen Mystic River. He won the Oscar for that.
Okay.
In 2000.
Very good. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. He's a friend. I'm thrilled to be able to call this man a friend for as long as I have. He's one of the all-time great football players that I was able to cover and get to meet. And he's joining us on behalf of the new CBD company, Green Eagle. He is none other than Hall of Famer Brett Favre. How are you, Brett?
Rich, I'm good. And I pick Shawshank Redemption.
Is that your choice? That's your choice? Shawshank, what do you like about Shawshank, Brent?
It's hard to beat. Everything.
Right?
From start to finish, I mean, you were hanging on the edge of your seat. So, he's had some great movies, but I think that one is number one.
What's
That's
your
the top five movie for, you know, regardless of genre.
So, okay, I got to go here then. Brett Favre, your top five movies. You're on a desert island. You know you're going to the desert island. You could bring five movies with you, and this is what you're going to watch until you're rescued. What are those five movies, Brett?
In no particular order, Lone Survivor, Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, The Judge. And it's a toss-up between, like, Forrest Gump, Castaway, 13 Hours to Benghazi.
Well, so you're a Hanks?
Hard to pick five.
You're a Hanks guy. There's a lot of Tom Hanks in that.
I love Tom Hanks. I love Tom Cruise. I love Morgan Freeman. Richard Gere, Kevin Costner, you know, some of those old movies, Primal Fear, The Bodyguard, you know. Those guys are classics.
So you're
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino.
Did you ever meet these guys? Have you ever met any of these guys? Because you just named a bunch of football fans too, Brett.
No, I never have. I'd love to meet them. I'd love to meet each and every one of them. I take that back. I did meet Kevin Costner in the locker room after a Giants game. And a funny story. This was in New York. We won the game. My dad was in the locker room. And Kevin Costner, I don't know what he was doing there, but he came in and said hello. And I was sitting, and my dad kind of just turned and saw him, and he's like, "Holy shit, the postman!"
The postman.
And I was like, "I didn't know what I had no clue what my dad. I didn't see the movie. I didn't know." And so I'm like, "Dad, what are you doing? You know, of all the movies, the postman."
That's amazing.
The postman.
Classic. I'm like, "Dad, would you shut up?"
So,
Kevin seemed to get a kick out of it.
I'm sure he did. So maybe did you reach out to anybody acting-wise to prepare for your role in Something About Mary, Brett? Or you just relied on your own instincts for that one?
I wish I would have. I tell people all the time, I said, you know, I should win an Oscar for that because they told me to act stiff and nervous.
Well, you nailed it. You nailed it as Brett Favre. That's an all-time Brett Favre here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk a little bit of football before we get into Green Eagle here a little bit. Last we spoke on this show, it was right after Jordan Love got drafted, and you were recounting a conversation that you had with Aaron Rodgers about that drafting and about how it might manifest itself this year. And my gosh. Aaron has shown up maybe playing the best football he's ever played, Brett. And he came on here, he said that he's at peace. He used the phrase at peace about where he is in his career. I wonder what your thoughts are on the start of Rodgers, the Packers, prior to visiting Tom Brady this week.
Well, I think I totally agree with you, Rich. I think he's playing. It's hard to say he's playing his best football ever, because he's played so well for so long, but I really believe he's elevated his team. I can't say that statistically he's that much better, but I think he's about as good as you can get. But more importantly, he's elevated the guys around him to close to his status, and they're playing outstanding. I don't want to say look unbeatable, but as close to unbeatable, it's kind of frightening, because you say, if you're a Packers fan, can we get any better? You know, we almost have nowhere to go but down. Now, I don't think that they will. I'm just saying that that's kind of where they are right now. And, you know, I think Aaron has always done a great job, and I believe the greats do this as well as anyone, find the motivation when it seems like there's none out there. You know, you've done it all, you've seen it all, you've experienced it all. So what drives you? And I think Aaron does a great job of finding that motivation, whether it be drafting a young quarterback and not drafting a player that could help him, you know, this year. Whatever that may be, he's found a way to channel that into motivation and you know, play as well as he's ever played.
And I know, that is a motivating factor, one would think. When I did have him on, he said that he's just been working on himself this offseason, and it doesn't seem – at least he's not saying that the Jordan Love drafting has sparked this, but it seems that it might have. Brett, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it probably did, but I think maybe – not in the way that most people would assume, not in the sense that, you know, I'm going to be replaced, but more so from, you know, I was hoping for a little help offensively. I think that's probably more where the motivation would come in. Not, I can't believe that they drafted someone to take my position. And I assume that most people think that, that would be why he'd be motivated. I mean, he's got nothing to fear. That's certainly not the issue.
And you visited Tampa last month on behalf of NFL The Grind, the show that I host on Epix with yep. NFL Films, and I appreciate that you were in the Tampa Bay, the Tom Brady yep. face on the Buccaneer. And what do you think of Brady right now entering this game at 3-2? I know you had some comments about potentially the Arians-Brady relationship. And Arians' public commentary of Tom. Do you think that there's any issues there, or where do you think the state of Brady is entering this contest right now, Brett Favre?
I think that there's no issue whatsoever between Tom and Bruce. And there wasn't at that point either. I just found it a little odd that he would call Tom out. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, or it, you know, it's going to piss Tom off. They may have even talked about it prior to you know, that coming out. But I think, and people may look at it differently, but I believe that 3-2, regardless of the record, let me back up, regardless of their record, whether it be 5-3-2, whatever, I think that Tom has played exceptionally well, considering he's had no offseason, no preseason, little to no work to gain chemistry. And as you know, Rich, I mean, that's huge, you know, for the teams that are pretty much
have been together, the schemes and things like that have been in place. You don't really miss out that much from a preseason standpoint. The only people that usually miss out or have missed out with this craziness would be the rookies and free agents changing over to a new team or being drafted or picked up by a team that you're totally unfamiliar with. And that's really what Tom is experienced as he is. That helps to a certain extent, but you still have to get familiar with your new plays, the guys running them, how they run routes. Those guys have to get used to how your cadence, you know, every cadence is different. Throwing styles, what your do's and your don'ts, your likes, your dislikes. And to be able to do that on the fly, like day one, I mean, their first preseason game was open and done against the phone. And, you know, those guys have to realize that Tom's going to stay in the pocket, and he's going to – all he needs is a little nudge here or there. And what that nudge is and where that nudge is, needs to be is something you got to figure out. And they're figuring it out. So I think up to this point he's played exceptionally well.
Where do you stand on the subject, Brett Favre, of Drew Brees, the national conversation about his arm strength and his age and him not having as much command of an offense that we're used to seeing, even though he's – without his top receiver for the last month. Where do you stand on that subject?
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest with you, because Drew's never had a strong arm. Obviously, he hasn't been 40 years old forever, but that, you know, that's the first thing that everyone points to. I think 10 years from now, the 40-year-old excuse will not be used anymore, because you'll see more and more guys playing into, you know, their 40s. But it seems to be the popular excuse to make that, you know, a player's in his 40s and therefore he shouldn't be able to play at a high level, and that's what's wrong with Drew Brees, that's what's wrong with Tom Brady, so on and so forth. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, because neither one of their games relies on tremendous arm strength or mobility. You know, I think there's a lot of factors that go into success or lack of success, and neither of which has anything to do with arm strength or age.
So let's talk about Green Eagle, Brett Favre. You are now the official brand ambassador. For those who need to know about this and what it does for you, it's the new CBD company. I give you the floor here on this.
Yeah, you know, if you and I would have been talking a year ago, just in general, and you'd have said, hey, you ever think about getting in the CBD world? You know, it's everywhere. I see signs, I see stores. Like everyone else, I'd have said, absolutely not. You know, I never was a marijuana guy, never will be. But, here I am. And I have to admit, I was wrong in my perception of the CBD world. That's not to say that, you can't get, something, with THC or, I say this jokingly, but laced brownies or, whatever. That's not my thing, never has been. So when I was approached by Green Eagle and their CEO, Joseph, I asked him those questions. You know, I said, hey, I spent 75 days in rehab. I actually went to rehab 3 times, but one time, the longest stint was 75 days. And it was due in part to an addiction to painkillers. And, the last thing I want to do is be a spokesman for anything that's addictive. And he said, absolutely 100% drug-free. And more or less, for lack of a better description, the hemp plant is a lot like aloe. It has a lot of healing qualities. And so I was convinced that he was legit and his company was legit and that they had a solid product. I said, I need to try it. And I was training for a half marathon at the time. Used the product on just general aches and pains. You know, some days I felt fine, didn't need it. Other days maybe a knee was sore or a quad or, just typical stuff. And I would use it I'll be honest with you, I was really shocked. I shouldn't say surprised. It was more shocked that it worked, because I'm kind of a tough sell on things like that. Mm-hmm. And so when it worked, I said, hey, I'm all in. And I've given numerous friends and members samples, and I'm not going to tell you their description of what they thought of it, but it was positive. Like, this blank blank works. and that's really kind of my mindset too. I couldn't believe it. It actually works. And so I certainly don't want to be a part of anything that doesn't work, and this works, and it's drug free. And it's for everybody.
Green Eagle, again, it's a wellness solution, as you mentioned, infused with hemp-derived CBD, 100% free of THC. And we're looking at you, wearing a Green Eagle T-shirt. And I think there's another photograph that we're putting up there of you holding the Green Eagle product. If I'm not mistaken, is that a blonde eagle holding up the product? Right there? Did you do
that
something?
That was the height of the quarantine.
Okay. Right.
My daughter and yep. two of her classmates,
yep.
friends, dyed my hair.
Yep. That's what it looks like. So you got a.
Yep.
Is it still like that right now, Brett? You still, tinting the front?
No. It went back to its natural color, gray.
Okay. Speaking of which, have you seen Steve Mariucci showing up on NFL Network? He's just he's like Bob Barker. One day he's not gray. Next day he's all gray. Did you notice that, Brett? You check that out?
He's a cross between Bob Barker, Al Pacino. who else? I'm trying to think of, but he's got a little bit of that mafia in him.
He's got a De Niro thing too. I agree with you. Before I let you go, Brett, with Brady and Rodgers facing each other this week, we in the media are all going to be hyping it up, and for good reason. I mean, they're two 12s and they're two greats. They're both going to have busts in the same room that yours is currently residing in, that beautiful spot in Canton, Ohio. Do you know? Obviously, they're going to be in the field at the same time. But when you are of this stature going into a game of where somebody else of that stature is on the other side, do you think about it? Do you even spend a minute leading up to the game thinking about it, and then knowing that you have to bring a certain game coming up? Do you do that?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I don't think you dwell on it. I am speaking for those guys, but I'm really not, because I don't know exactly what they're thinking, nor will I ever. But I know the competitive side of that position and stature, and you certainly are aware of it and want to outduel your opponent. But you also know that you're not playing against that particular player. You're playing against their defense. I think more than anything, you'd rather get a win than better statistics.
I hear you. Was there anybody that you used to face off that it was like that? Anybody that came close to it for you?
Well, for me, neither one were in my division, but same conference. There was Troy Aikman and Steve Young. Troy, I could never beat. I wasn't trying to beat him, but Troy was as flawless as you can get, and they ran the ball like crazy, and their defense was just outstanding. Now I had a tremendous amount of respect for Troy and his team, and still do. But Steve Young was about as flawless as you could get in a crazy way. You know, it may be an unbelievable run. It could be, but to outdo either one of those guys would have been nothing short of amazing. But to get one of them at least, and I got a tremendous amount of respect for Steve Young. I mean, what a hell of a player he was. So I knew more so against Steve that I had to match him play for play. Troy, not so much, because he had so many weapons around him. But I was fortunate enough to win a few against Steve and went 0-for against Troy.
Brett, always love chatting. You take care of yourself. Best to your family. You be well.
Thanks,
sir.
Rich. Always good talking with you.
You got it. Hey, Brett, I got one last one for you. The rookies that you're seeing out there.
Yeah.
Herbert, Burrow, anybody else, what you're seeing out of these guys and the hits that they're taking. Anybody impress you particularly out of the rookies?
I have to admit, I'm not as much surprised by Burrow. I felt like he's a little bit older, a little bit seasoned. Last year kind of, I think, prepared him for the big – in fact, I think he kind of took a step down as far as the big stage, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert, on the other hand, is kind of an unknown, but is quickly coming on the scene. I'm more surprised by his play. Not that I thought he would play bad, but – I mean, he looks outstanding. Burroughs is playing about what I thought he would play, and that's pretty damn solid.
I know, and he came out. He almost, I mean, his first start was at the last second, and he almost beat Mahomes and your guy Andy Reid. You know, so that's pretty big. And now Andy's got.
I think if both those guys stay healthy, they'll be good for a long time.
Right, and then Andy's wearing the visor over his face. I think that's the closest he's ever been to a salad bar, don't you think, Brett?
I have to admit, I agree.
I knew you'd like that line.
Yeah, I love it. That's beautiful. Andy will love that. Trust me.
That's as close as he's ever been to a salad bar. You take care, Brett. You be well.
All right, Rich, you too.
Right back at you. That's Brett Favre. At Brett Favre on both Twitter and Instagram, and he's here courtesy again of the new CBD company, Green Eagle. He's the official brand ambassador. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the blonde, man.
I noticed that, too. I was kind of glad you brought that up.
It's kind of Wesley Snipes-like, right?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Yeah. Little Demolition Man.
Little Rodman.
Now I got it. 844-204-RICH. Your phone calls when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before Sam Acho, Richard Jefferson, John Miller, and the rest of our Fun Friday show. How do you banish high rates on car insurance? You switch to GEICO during GEICOween. October is their favorite time of year, and the folks over at GEICO have been working even harder to cast out high rates and craft just the right policy for you and your family. Switching to GEICO isn't so scary, especially when they could brew up spellbinding savings just for you. So get a quote today at GEICO.com and see how much you could save. No eye of newt needed. Happy GEICOween, everybody. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Back here on NBC Sports on Peacock. We always have fun here every single day, even when the subject matter gets serious. We just love the mix here. We love the mix. We love being part of this mix. Speaking of one great mix, we've got this video apparently that I didn't see pre-show. Okay, that's TJ. Okay, hold on a second.
A little pop. Oh, there we go.
Wow. did you stretch before that, Mike?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fine.
What was that about right there?
That was this pre-show just playing.
No, it's fun. We have
old school hip hop.
We're recording that. It looks like you got a full body dry heave.
Yeah, Del Tufo was doing this thing, man. Like, you know, I'm out there like popping tea like it was 85, you know, and I'm at Keith Junior High.
Look out. Look out. Look out.
Fantastic.
That's called the free swag shuffle.
Yep. That's what happened.
They all know, Mike. They all know.
They know.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show with our radio audience. For the radio audience, we just showed to our Peacock audience something that cannot be unseen.
Why would you want to unsee that?
I mean, why would, yeah. You
it's know? Magic. We're like, it's breaking to, we're like breaking to Electric Boogaloo.
Exactly.
So wow. The Patriots have canceled practice and media availability for the day as another player has tested positive.
Yeah.
Second test, waiting to see if it's been confirmed. As we all know, they're playing the Denver Broncos this weekend. This is a game that was supposed to be played last weekend but got pushed to this week as the Patriots have all sorts of issues avoiding COVID-19 right now. So maybe this game gets pushed to Monday. That would make it three games on Monday. I don't think so. They might just push it to Tuesday. They might create a week 18. They might do nothing. I have no earthly idea. I can't imagine what it must be like to be playing on either of these teams or being in the NFL front office and having it. I'm fatigued by it. All I have to do is just read a Twitter feed and get ready for a Sunday show or do this show. I cannot imagine what it's like to try and prepare for it. Belichick must be like, are you kidding me? You know, as Cam and Stephon Gilmore were taken off of the COVID-19 list this week, finally, and they were back practicing, but there's another positive in the mix. The Colts had a whole bunch of positives, but then we found out that they were false. And the Falcons were shutting their facility, and it seemed like that they were having another issue. But they're all negative now, and it looks like their game with the Vikings set for Monday is set. The Colts and the Bengals game set for Sunday is set. But now the Broncos-Patriots game that was rescheduled to this week that forced a whole host, along with the Bills and the Chiefs being pushed around, a whole host of changes to games and schedules of other teams that are not involved with the Patriots. So, again, it's the new normal in the NFL, and we'll just roll with the punches as fans and hope that everybody involved is healthy. My gosh. My gosh.
Amen to that.
So that's the latest on all of that. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Tom? We'll take your phone call.
Yeah, how are you doing? I told the man I was from Ipsy, and he asked what state that was in.
Oh, my God.
My brother's actually a graduate.
All right, I'll talk to Adam. I will talk to Adam, our call screener, about the great city of Ypsilanti, Michigan, home of Eastern Michigan University, right there in the seat of Washtenaw County next door to Ann Arbor. I will give him those pieces of information, Tom.
Yeah, I lived in Ipsy for a while. My brother's a 1962 graduate of Michigan.
There you go.
I'm also an Iwegian, like our friend Kurt Warner. And I have a quiz question you can ask him. What the best pass he ever made was? And his answer better be the first time he asked his wife for a date.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
The best pass he ever made.
Tom, 2-drink minimum here. Very good.
Also, if he wants to get back at Mooch, and I'm a Lion fan, of course, growing up in Detroit. If he wants to get back at Mooch, a few years ago, Mooch was on the sideline at a Minnesota Viking game wearing the horned helmet. And tell Kurt to get a copy of that clip and say that Mooch mistakenly took a Viagra thinking it was an after-dinner mint.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tom from Michigan, everybody. Very well done. Thank you for the call, Tom. Thank you. There you go. He's talking about the moment on the sideline that Mooch had with Ragnar. The old, the longtime Viking, if you will, mascot. He's not a mascot. He's a human being who priced himself out of the market eventually up there in the state of Minnesota.
Overvalued.
But before he did, you know, Ragnar, who would wear like that fuzzy vest and ride around on the motorcycle with the Viking hat, Mooch hitched a ride with Ragnar.
That's great.
And holding on for dear life, grabbed some skin. These are great moments that we mention of Steve Mariucci every now and then. An interesting Mooch's minute. Let's put it that way.
Mooch's minute. Rich, there was one time a few weeks ago you were doing something with Mooch, and he showed he had his ankles taped.
Yes. Well, Steve, you should, and again, Mooch is, and you brought it up just yesterday, Mike, when Chris was wondering if Jeff Van Gundy still wanted to coach, and we're like, all coaches want to coach, and you've seen it yourself too, Chris, in person.
Yeah,
Thursday night football, when we used to do the games in person all together, this is when they would put the Sunday morning crew out together on Thursday nights, Mooch would stand on the sideline, hands on knees, bent over, right on line with the line of scrimmage, like he's coaching.
Yeah.
And then he would go up to the refs and like give him that, you know, sort of Gruden tap on the side, like, hey, what's that all about? You know, like he was so locked into it. It was great to see.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
It was really great to see. And so he always gives us speeches every now and then before a big broadcast at a Super Bowl. And it always ends with tape your ankles.
Really?
Sometimes it starts with it. Tape your ankles, everybody.
I mean,
here we go.
He literally had his ankles taped during a segment.
He did.
While he was sitting at home, by the way.
Yeah. He did. I know. He likes to tape his ankles. That's Mooch.
That's Mooch, man.
That's Mooch.
Gotta love him.
That's right. Let's go to Nick in Portland, Oregon. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
What's going on?
So two things, and I'll try to make it quick here. One, I have take a little exception to the plaque you got there on your desk. I'm like Brian Billick. It's like the rest of us aren't trying here.
Yeah, so, the best dad ever.
I got an 18, 13, and a 4. So, you know, I'm paid some dues a little bit, and I don't know what committee I got to send my application to or my kids got to send the application to.
That's a spread offense you got going there, Nick.
I appreciate you and I believe you deserve that as well. So
yes,
and the other
you.
Leads me to my next point is I sit and watch The Masked Singer with my kids.
Yep.
Except I don't get to watch it on Wednesdays because I'm a busy dude and got things going on, and you know, live television for the younger kid at 9 or 8 o'clock at night is a little tough. So we gather on Thursdays. Problem is the past 2 weeks you've been spoiling it for me, and I have to go home and watch this episode when I know who's being unmasked. So maybe we could think about doing like a 48-hour window on the unveiling or the unmasking of the unmask.
Well, hold on a second, alert. Nick. I've got about a minute here to play with. So, because we had Sanchez yesterday. The only other show we've made that exception for, is Game of Thrones. Are you saying this is the Game of Thrones of singing competition programs?
I'm saying for all the people that have been sitting in quarantine with their families for the past 8 months and been finding quality time to be together and enjoy all that, and you're kind of stealing a moment to some degree because, you know, I know who it is. Now, I could have parlayed this into a bet with my kids and said, I bet you don't know who this is, or I bet I know who this is. But my daughter, who's 18, knows well enough that I will listen to your show every single day, and she said to me before we sat down, she said,
all right, Nick.
Was it unveiled on Rich Eisen or not? And she called me out. I couldn't lie to her.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Call back. All I will say here is noted.
Noted.
We'll think about it.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey, because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.